Love is a wonderful thing. Also, another wonderful thing is animals, pets. I mean, they both kind of give you love, and they're a great thing. But what is the thought here on the show, 833-563-2539, of combining a relationship, not a marriage, but you're dating somebody, and bringing in a new pet together as a couple? I've known many people have done that, and for majority of them, it works out. I think Liv the Web Girl has a friend that had a terrible experience with an ex.
I think it was.
You have one, okay. And I guess the question, if you can chime in from experience or just your opinion at 833-563-2539, is it a good idea or something you should totally avoid getting a pet together as a couple if you're not married?
Right. Do you think this is good or bad? So my friend, he was my ex-producer, my old producer, he had to go to small claims court over these two cats because he and his ex-girlfriend were fighting over custody.
Oh my gosh.
Cats. And then they were like, well, we don't want to split up the cats because they want to be together. Because I was like, duh, just have one and one. But I understand that. They didn't want to separate the cats. And this was like he spent so much money he did not have fighting over these animals. So obviously you never want to think about the end of a relationship because you want to be in it for the long haul. But is it a good idea or not to get a pet? A furry baby.
Oh my gosh. And how do you decide like who gets the cat? It's like you bring it into the courtroom and whoever goes like which way?
And you're in the mood and you're so romantic. You don't want to be like, okay, well, should we split? I'm taking Fluffy.
But no, I want Fluffy. Liv, didn't you have a friend where it got really bad? Also a court case?
Yeah, so my best friend and roommate, she was dating someone and they got a dog together and they just adopted the dog. And she paid for a majority of its vet bills. She paid for its food, all of that stuff. But when they broke up, her boyfriend just took the dog without like her knowing. And then when she got home, because they shared an apartment together, when she got home, he totally moved out and took the dog. And he was like holding the dog hostage from her.
What a turd.
And she was like, I want to split it 50-50. Like, come on. And he said no. And so she took him to small claims court. And a lot of the times the judge will just be like, whoever the dog's with now, just keep him. So her boyfriend got to keep the dog, even though she paid for a majority of everything for
it. That's awful. And I have a really good friend who's going through a divorce, and the guy is holding the dog over her head.
And he probably doesn't even care about the dog,
no,
but he knows she does.
Right. And it just gets really messy.
And I have friends who bought a dog together when they were in college, which I'm like, so dumb. A lot of college relationships don't last. And they bought a dog together and then they ended up breaking up a year later and they were doing shared custody of a dog. So I'm like, realistically, you think this person is going to be in your life for the next 10 years when you are getting into another relationship, when you're getting married, you're still going to be passing back and forth this dog with each other?
Wait, is there dog support?
I don't
or
think
like cat
so.
Support.
Might be. I mean, because if there are medical problems, vet bills.
Oh, then it's like, oh, that ain't my dog.
Right, exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're like, you take it.
Christina, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. What do you think about couples that aren't married but just dating, getting a pet together?
I think it's okay as long as it's talked about beforehand. My husband, now husband and I, got a dog together when we were married, and we sat down and we talked about it, what would happen to the dog if we were to split up, and it would have went with him. Now, we didn't have anything in writing, but I mean, hopefully you just can date somebody who's not shady enough to just steal a pet. But I think it's okay as long as it's talked about.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I'm interested, too, if anybody else listening, 833-563-2539, has had a similar story to what Mackenzie's talked about, what Liv dealt with. I mean, like, and I don't want to talk about it like wishing it to happen, but my wife Lindsay and I have talked, like, if we ever did separate one day, she would get the dogs, even though I love
Benny
Patty.
How does that conversation come about? So someone just says, hey.
I think when we were talking about, hey, do we want to stay together?
Oh, okay.
No,
okay, well.
No, I mean, to be
okay.
Fair, I'm just saying, like, we share everything on the air, but yeah. we're good. But no, I think we kid around, though, too. But the thing is, though, too, I think the animal goes to the person that has the bond with it. Like, Benny and Paddington, my dogs, awesome dudes. You can check them out on Instagram, Benny and Paddington. They love their mom way more than me. But that's because, like, she had him for the first 6 or 7 weeks when I got this job here at the radio station. We were in another city, so she stayed with him as pups, and they just have such a connection. So
yeah.
I think it has to be, if there is a separation, if you do this while you're dating, we were married, but I think it's got to go to the person that they have the connection with. Even if you really love the dog, if the dog isn't connected to you, it's got to go to them.
But what if you both feel like you have a connection, and you're fighting
yeah.
over this animal?
See, and I think that's so hard. Like, my boyfriend has a dog. Now, he's had this dog for 4 years. Me and my boyfriend have only been dating dating a year and a half. And if we ever break up, like, it's absolutely going to tear me apart. Not like our relationship, but the dog. Like, his dog, I am absolutely obsessed with. I have such a bond with. And I think I have more of a connection with his dog than he does.
But you just said three times, his dog.
I know. I mean, I would his never. His dog. I would never. I'm sane enough. Like, I would never actually, like, try to take his dog. Because it is his dog. But still, like,
yeah.
Dogs can feel like children. I mean, obviously, once you have a kid, no, they don't. But before you have children, like, dogs kind of are that for you.
And but I understand why people do it, because it's a good test run, right? Because you want to see how you're... potential significant other is going to, it's a lot of responsibility. And like, I got a puppy for Mother's Day a year before I got pregnant with Lulu. I picked up my Belle. My ex didn't want her, but I went and got her anyway, my little dog Belle. But it was such good practice to be responsible for a living thing.
All right. Well, I don't know. Like, I wish everyone well that is together as a couple right now and that actually has a dog or a cat or some kind of a pet. But man, I wouldn't want to deal with that if it's over.
I say have the mature conversation up front of if something happens, where the animal's going to go.
All right. Hey, check this out. Coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie. What? You have a weird neighbor?
I do.
What weird thing is this?
He or she is building something, I'm guessing, because there's a weird habit going on that I see daily.
Okay, we're going to talk about weird neighbors. If you got one, 833-563-2539. Then the box of shame.